Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Red Sox here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. As always, I'm your host, Gabrielle, founder of Girl at the Game, and today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Today's episode is your first live reaction post-game of the 2021 season. The Red Sox today beat the Minnesota Twins in their home ballpark 5-4. It was a nail-biter right until the final out, with Colton Brewer giving up a massive home run to make the score sickeningly close. Yes, I care too much about spring training games. It is what it is, but I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm going to break down various important aspects of today's game, talk about a few things that are noteworthy looking ahead to the regular season, and make a little bit of an interesting lineup prediction for you. What better place to start than with today's starter, Eduardo Rodriguez, already making his play for Comeback Player of the Year, and don't you love to see it? He went 4 innings today, gave up 4 hits, but only 1 earned run, struck out 6 batters, and did not walk a single man. It felt so amazing to watch him pitch again. My heart was so full today, and you know that he has been working so hard to get back into baseball shape and just to get back to healthy, period, because this was just such a hard year for him. So far this season, he's pitched 6.2 innings over 2 games. His debut was last week against the Rays, and over those 6.2 innings, 8 strikeouts, 0 walks. He did note that his fastball velocity was down a little bit from his 2019 prowess, topping out at about 93 miles an hour, but he said that as he gets back into it, his velocity will rise too. And his manager, Alex Cora, said, quote, "I've been very hard on him as far as attacking the zone since 2018. He's buying into that concept, and that's the difference between Eddie early on to the one we have now." And this just brings me to something that's really important to me. I made a little bit of a joke at the beginning about American League Comeback Player of the Year, but truly, Eduardo Rodriguez already is making a case for Comeback Player of the Year. COVID had such an impact on the sports world. It had such an impact on athletes. It had such an impact on him. I think back to him being sick and then him coming back and throwing those first couple bullpen sessions and then them realizing that something was wrong and diagnosing him with myocarditis. And it's so scary to think about what could have happened if that hadn't been diagnosed. You can die from myocarditis if it's not detected. And he has worked so hard and he has spent so much time healing and slowly ramping back up to get here. And he cares so much. Truly already making that case for Comeback Player of the Year. I know that awards usually don't mean very much, but this is an award that would mean a lot to him for sure. And would mean a lot to this fan base and this team that have been waiting with bated breath to see if he can come back. And I will say that when I tweeted about this today, there were a couple people who just kind of gave me some crap saying, well, Trey Mancini came back from cancer. He should win American League Comeback Player of the Year. They both should. And we shouldn't be making comparisons about which disease is deadlier and which is worse and which one sucks more to have, because you know what? They're both terrible. They're both deadly. And it's incredibly fortunate for them and for us that we get to watch them both play Major League Baseball this year. They both deserve it already, and the season hasn't even started yet. And if you're going to be one of those that makes comparisons and says, well, this disease is worse than this disease, you know what? Don't say it to me, because you sound terrible. Now, before I get into Alex Cora's off-season acquisitions, and I say Alex Cora because these are guys that Alex Cora handpicked himself, we have to talk about Rock Auto. Because there are so many makes and models of cars on the market nowadays that it is impossible, and I'm not exaggerating, it's impossible that you can go into a chain storefront, a traditional chain storefront, and ask them for a part for your car or truck, and that they will have it every single time. You're going to go in there and wait while the counterman orders the parts on their computer, and they're going to choose the only brand that their warehouse happens to carry, and on top of all of it, they are going to charge you 30, 50, 100% more for the exact same auto parts that you could buy at rockauto.com. The secret about chain stores that they don't want you to know is that they have different price tiers for professional mechanics than they do for do-it-yourselfers. You're going to get charged more for a part that they might not even have in stock that day. But rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody. They are always reliably low, and they're a family business that have been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers, get that lowest price you can, and when you check out, write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. And betting on the Red Sox doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favored picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. Now, let's talk about the difference makers today, brought to you by Alex Cora, because Marwin Gonzalez and Kike Hernandez, who are two of the guys that Alex Cora really pushed Chaim Bloom to acquire this offseason, were the difference makers today. All of the runs driven in today were brought to you by Marwin Gonzalez and Kike Hernandez. Kike Hernandez had an RBI, and Marwin Gonzalez homered from both sides of the plate. And if that doesn't say difference maker, I don't know what does. Sox Notes noted that no Red Sox player has homered from both sides of the plate in the regular season since Victor Martinez on May 17th, 2010 at Yankee Stadium. So these are two guys that Cora had worked with before. He had coached both of them before, and he wanted them in Boston. And it's already becoming clear why. Both of these guys can play multiple positions, and they bring some pop at the plate, too. So Marwin Gonzalez can list as an infielder, but he also has played the outfield. And Kike Hernandez has played every single position except for catcher. And Kike said today that he wants to bat leadoff during the regular season. And honestly, I do not hate this for the Red Sox at all, especially because last year and the year before, we had to deal with Andrew Benintendi at leadoff, and it made me want to tear out my hair. So I went to Baseball Reference and pulled the numbers of four of Boston's most recent leadoff men. Kike Hernandez has been the leadoff in 57 career games, and his first inning numbers in the leadoff spot, he has a .278 batting average, a .316 on-base percentage, and he's got a .685 slugging percentage. Now, granted, 57 games is a pretty small sample size, but those numbers are pretty good, especially when you compare them with the 77 career leadoff games that Andrew Benintendi had played, and he had a .194 average in the first innings in the leadoff spot with a .299 on-base percentage and a measly .284 slugging percentage. And the thing is, that on-base percentage is a little bit misleading, because the full formula for on-base percentage is hits plus walks plus hit by pitch divided by at-bats plus walks plus hit by pitch plus sacrifice flies. It measures how often a player reaches base, and that means factoring in how many times he got walked, because Andrew Benintendi has been a strikeout machine. Andrew Benintendi struck out 140 times in 138 games in 2019. He had never struck out more than 112 times in a season before, and that was in 2017, and it was in more games. So he played in fewer games in 2019, but struck out 28 more times. He only played in 14 games in 2020, but he struck out 17 times in those 14 games in 39 at-bats. Anyway, the other person who we've seen bat leadoff a teeny bit was Alex Verdugo, and in 34 career games in the leadoff spot, he's got a .281 batting average in the first inning as in the leadoff spot with a .324 on-base percentage and a .375 slugging. I'm very interested in Kike Hernandez batting leadoff. I will totally be willing to go with Alex Cora trying literally anything at this point. It is worth noting that just because I enjoy pain, I looked up Mookie Betts' career leadoff in the first innings. 604 games in the leadoff spot in his career, a .279 batting average, a .341 on-base percentage, and a .480 slugging percentage. What a shame that the Red Sox were not interested in that. Now, before I wrap things up here, It is March and March Madness is in full swing, and we have been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. They have the most delicious, low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bars that are each covered in 100% chocolate. But now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. For today's matchup, we have caramel brownie versus cherry barcia and lemon almond cheesecake versus carrot cake with walnuts. I know in our house, we're a big cherry barcia family, so personally, I think that comes out on top. You can go to builtbar.com to vote yourself. And of course, remember to use that promo code LOCKEDON20 to get 20% off your next order. That is LOCKEDON20 to get 20% off your next order at BuiltBar.com, and check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar of them all. And if you're the type of baseball fan that can't help but get giddy over prospects, we have the podcast for you. This is one of my absolute favorites. Locked On MLB Prospects, hosted by minor league play-by-play voice Aram Layton, is the only daily podcast devoted entirely to the stars of tomorrow. From team-focused farm system breakdowns, prospect rankings, and interviews with some of the brightest up-and-comers in the game, Locked On MLB Prospects is the best way to stay plugged in on the future of your favorite team. I know that Aram has been super helpful with me navigating the Red Sox farm system, so subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's talk a little bit about the bullpen. If you know me at all, you know that the bullpen has been a major source of frustration for me over the last couple years, and you too, probably, if you watch these games. I will say that so far in spring training, it has been pretty good. Matt Barnes, for example, today took over for Eduardo Rodriguez in the fifth inning. He went 1.1 innings, only walked one batter, didn't give up a single hit, and struck out two. And Josh Taylor, another 1.1 innings pitched, no hits, no earned runs, no walks, but no strikeouts, which is fine. You get it done how you get it done. But then we got to Colton Brewer, and Colton Brewer, you might recall, was the only actual acquisitions that Dave Dombrowski made in between the 2018 and 2019 seasons. And for some inexplicable reason, he is still here. And in his 1.1 innings of work today, he gave up three hits, three earned runs, including a massive two-run homer, no walks, but he also did end up striking out three batters to end the game and give the Red Sox a very close 5-4 win over the Minnesota Twins. So maybe it's just me, you know, freaking out about spring training games that don't count. But a lot of the times I kind of read the writing on the wall and my gut is not usually wrong. And so far I am just a little bit stressed out about the bullpen. And yes, you've heard me say this before, but guess what? The bullpen is risky business for this team. These close games where they almost give it all away, it just gives me traumatic flashbacks to regular season games where I've literally sat there at Fenway Park and watched them give it all away. And it is just so not fun to be a part of that in any way, shape, or form, to be a fan watching it, to be a podcaster and writer covering it. It's just so deflating. So I am really hopeful that they can stay on course for being more of a shutdown bullpen. And I am very excited to see how Hirokazu Sawamura does for this team. Adam Ottavino has already been pretty encouraging. And Sox Notes did note, yes, I know, another mouthful, but Sox Notes did note that Adam Ottavino's season last year was a bit misleading if you're just going to go and look at his ERA on Baseball Reference. From 2018 to 2020, Adam Ottavino made more scoreless appearances, 140, than any other pitcher. And in those 3 years, 81.4% of his outings were scoreless, which was the highest rate in Major League Baseball with a minimum of 150 games. And last season, he allowed 0 runs in 19 of his 24 appearances. He had one game, which AJ Andrews told me on our Division Day matchup yesterday, he had one game in which he gave up something like 7 runs. And you know what? Because last season was such a small sample size of 60 games, that ruined his entire season ERA. That's it. It's like a Princess and the Pea situation because the season was so short. That pea ruined an entire good night's sleep. So I'm encouraged, but I'm going to need to see more. And the good news is it's only March 11th, which means that we have time. Opening day is 3 weeks away. These games do not count. Cora is figuring things out. These guys are getting back into game form. And even though they are only 5-5 plus a rain out on the season so far, I am encouraged. I am encouraged by the hitting. I'm encouraged by the pitching. I'm encouraged by Eduardo Rodriguez, American League Comeback Player of the Year 2021. Book it right now. I'm encouraged. So this has been your Thursday, March 11th episode of Locked On Red Sox. And as always, you can follow Locked On Red Sox on Twitter at @LO_Red Sox. And you can follow Locked On Red Sox on Instagram at @LockedOnRedSox, all one word. You can follow me on Twitter at GFSTARR1. Don't forget to check out the other amazing podcast that we have on this network. If you are a Patriots fan, we have Locked On Patriots with Mike DeBate. If you are a fan of the Celtics, we have Locked On Celtics with John Corrales. If you're a Bruins fan, we have Locked On Bruins with Ian McLaren. And if you are a fan of some team from another region because you're one of those people that just has love of different teams from different regions, guess what? Locked On has a show for everything. So subscribe to Locked On Red Sox so you never miss an episode. Diversify your Locked On listening because we have so many amazing hosts on this network. Wear your mask. Have a wonderful rest of your Thursday. And as always, go Red Sox.